So I wondered if I surveyed you, how did you come to belong to the Lutheran Church? Now, you don't have to raise your hands or answer anything. It's really up to you. But things people that I've talked to say maybe they have grown up in the Lutheran Church. Their parents were Lutheran. Their grandparents were Lutheran. They were raised and born and raised and maybe never even left the Lutheran Church. Might be some of you. Some of you might have married into the Lutheran Church. You grew up in another denomination or tradition, and you wanted to worship with your spouse than rather worship in two churches, so you came to the Lutheran Church. Might be you. Or maybe you live in the surrounding area of the church and wanted to be a part of this magnificent community, so here you are. It might be some of the above. It might be something completely different, but why are you part of a Lutheran church? People have asked me that. People have asked, why are you a pastor at a Lutheran church? Well, I was born and raised Lutheran, so of course it's going to be Lutheran. But I wonder, today is one of those days where we remember and partly celebrate our heritage. Martin Luther, you might have heard of him. He had his undergraduate studies, and then he was heading into law school, and he is a man that grew up in the church with faithful parents. He went to religious schools for his entire education. He was as faithful as he could be. And one day, he was caught in a fierce storm where there was rain, thunder, and lightning, kind of like at 5 a.m. this morning. And there was no shelter in sight, so he pleaded for God to help him. Made one of those bargains, I think. And Martin was saved from the storm. Eventually, he wound up at a monastery. He taught at the University of Wittenberg. And he realized in this time that he falls short of what he should be. He doesn't measure up. He's aware of his inadequacies and his failings. And he felt that God would never love such a person. And then he started diving deep into Scripture, and he discovered that God dearly loves him, enough to relentlessly pursue him in a storm. And he realized he didn't need to be perfect, that God came for sinners, and that God, as our Savior, will never abandon us, no matter our shortfalls. Life changed because of that realization in that message. And so today we celebrate, and guess what we celebrate? It's not a Reformation Day victory parade where we all walk around in our red, but today we talk about sin and law. We all fall short of the glory of God. We are all sinners. We are all slaves to sin. Through the law comes the knowledge of sin. Sin, sin, sin. Such a downer. So maybe we have to think about, how do we define sin? Martin Luther reminds us that sin is bigger than that simple immorality. Sin, according to Martin Luther, is being curved in on ourselves without a thought for God or the neighbor. Being curved in on ourselves without a thought for God or neighbor, where we miss the mark, and in all ways we put ourselves in the place of God. The I should syndrome kind of falls into this. That personal morality, family values, niceness, political convictions, beliefs, all the I shoulds of life. Martin knew what it felt like for the law to convict him, to accuse him, to leave him with no place to rest. So Paul sparked his thinking. We all fall short, so now we are justified by grace as a gift. And we are in desperate need of this gift of God's love for us. And it's free. Free. Really? Is it that simple? I wonder, because it's a hard message in our culture. We're all suspicious of something that is free. Nothing in life is free. I've heard that before. There's always a twist. Have you ever had one of those sign up for free and get $3,000 as a gift? Right. You laugh because I bet there's a twist to that, right? There's always a catch. If you sign up, then this will happen. Someone asked me once, why does the Lutheran Church make a difference? What voice do we have in the Christian message? So I had to ask this person, well, what do you hear in the Christian message? And I'm kind of paraphrasing, but this is what they said. If I follow all the rules of the Bible, then God will love me and I will be happy. If I lose 20 pounds, then I am worthy to be loved. Then I will find my wife. If then. If I live this green eco lifestyle, then I am worthy to have space on this planet. Are you hearing that if then proposition? That's making the law the gospel. When we treat the law as the gospel, there will never be life or happiness or worthiness. There's two options with the law, pride and despair. It's not very freeing. So how about this instead? Little Tommy was taking a bath upstairs, and before Dad realized it, Tommy was running down the stairs where Mom was holding a ladies' Bible study. And here comes Tommy running around in his birthday suit. Mom, in her entire embarrassment, she swooped up Tommy, ran him upstairs to put on his PJs, to be free, in your birthday suit, to be free. Here is that love and that grace, that Wizard of Oz proposition that Nadia Boltz-Weber calls it, the because. What's next? Right. Because God is our creator, and because we rebel against the idea of being created beings and insist to try to be God for ourselves, because God will not play by our rules, because God had had quite enough of all of that, God became human in Jesus Christ. Because God came as us and we did not receive him well, because God would not be deterred, God died on a cross. Because Jesus defeated the grave and rose again, because we fall short and are forever turned in on ourselves, because we forget that we belong to God, because God loves God's creation, God refuses our sin and brokenness. Because God came to save and not judge, therefore, we are saved. We are saved by this gift that is free. Free and clear. Because. This is the truth that sets you free. This is the message that we get to share in our communities, in our homes, in our workplaces. Because of this yellow brick road of faith and grace and love, we do have a message in an if-then culture. Because God loves us so much, we get to celebrate this free gift today and every day. This is the gift that reforms us. This is the gift of reformation. And this is most certainly true.